coven.
Bracing for what could be one of the biggest storms since the 70s, they're saying. This storm might be just incredible, the amounts that it will dump on places like Massachusetts. In Washington, D.C., you could say they're getting dumped on politically, but what about the snow and the snow plows? Are they getting ready for that kind of stuff? Our pal Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News joins us. I don't know what's happening with D.C., frankly, because I was looking at Philly and Massachusetts and whatnot. Are you guys supposed to get that snow, too?
No, we're actually in the clear, Kate, which is sort of a miracle. We usually get caught in those big systems that move up north, those nor'easters, as they call them. But we look like we're pretty, we're going to be unscathed from this one.
Awesome. Although, if you want to go skiing, the place to go now will be to head to Massachusetts, New Hampshire, those areas.
Yeah, if you can make it up there, then certainly.
All right, so you were following the president all day long. What was that like? He was talking all over the place.
Well, the president visited the House Democrats at their retreat today. So, you know, the Republicans did their retreat last week, the Senate Democrats earlier this week, and the House Democrats were in nearby Leesburg today. The president dropped by and basically just tried to rally the Democrats to support his second-term agenda. He talked about, you know, growing the middle class, creating jobs. And then he talked about a couple of things that have been in the news lately in terms of passing immigration reform and new gun control legislation, urged the Democrats to stand with him. The president slightly previewed his State of the Union speech, which is coming up on Tuesday. And, you know, he didn't really get specific, so we don't know exactly what he's going to say. But it's a safe bet to assume that he's going to, the central theme is going to be, you know, fairness in terms of economic growth, fairness in terms of deficit reduction, and, you know, things like immigration reform and gun control. I'm certain that he'll give nods to those two legislative items that he so desperately wants.
Yeah. Is this a normal thing he does? You mentioned at the top the meetings. Is that a normal thing that he does at the beginning of the year?
Well, it's not necessarily a thing that he's done every single year, but this year there's sort of a new focus from the White House to reach out to lawmakers directly on Capitol Hill, because the president has been accused in recent months of not being personable enough, not being social enough with, you know, his colleagues down Pennsylvania Avenue. And so I think that he's really trying to make a more concerted effort this time around, this, you know, in the second term, to engage directly with them. Matter of fact, Kate, after he gave his speech, which lasted about 15 minutes, he did a little Q&A session with lawmakers in the room. The press was escorted out. We weren't allowed to watch that Q&A session. But the president, I mean, we don't know exactly what was said, but it certainly signals an effort by the president to engage more directly with lawmakers.
Yeah. The other thing that was happening in D.C. is the confirmation hearing. John Brennan, CIA nominee, and he defended, no surprise, the use of drones and the Obama administration's use of drones in their counterterrorism efforts. You're not surprised by that. Are you surprised the way that this is getting pummeled or no?
Well, I'm kind of surprised the way it's shaped up because, you know, the hearing today dovetailed you know, almost simultaneously with the Department of Justice memo that was leaked this week, which basically outlines the administration's view that it's legal to target American citizens overseas if they're suspected of being, you know, in Al-Qaeda or plotting terrorist attacks against the U.S. And so now you have a situation where more Democrats are questioning the administration than previously because, you know, traditionally speaking, Democrats, particularly progressive Democrats, are really opposed to the drone warfare program. They don't think it's legal. They don't think it's ethical. And in this case, Brennan, you know, today took a lot of heat from Democrats. Barbara Mikulski took him to task over the drone program. So did Ron Wyden and a number of others on the Senate Intelligence Committee. And I think at the end of the day, Kate, Brennan did enough at the hearing to probably get himself confirmed. And, you know, even listening to folks like Peter King, who's a congressman in the House, I mean, Peter King seems to think that Brennan will get confirmed. And I probably agree with that. But, I mean, it was certainly an interesting hearing because he really had to defend at length the administration's use of drones and also leaks, you know, because you got to keep in mind that the DOJ memo was never really meant for the public's eyes. And it was leaked this week. NBC News obtained a copy of it. It's not really known how that happened. But Brennan was asked a lot about those leaks, and he said that they endanger America. You know, they pose a threat in terms of national security. And so, you know, it was pretty interesting. I mean, he really got grilled on those two big things.
Yeah. The other thing is something you and I talked about just the other day, the sequester and what's going to happen there. And you got Congressman Paul Ryan says, you know, listen, everybody's trying to handicap this. He says it's going down. It's going to happen. Is that pretty much the thought among the Republicans?
Well, I think that for the most part, the Republicans would like to see something like the sequester happen. They're wary of all the defense cuts. And they really think that, you know, that the cuts could hollow out the military, not just in terms of equipment and resources, but also, you know, really cut into pay and benefits for troops and veterans. And they don't want to see that happen. But the other spending cuts, they're more than happy to see happen. They've been calling for discretionary budget cuts for a long, long time. But I don't think the sequester is exactly going to happen the way it's written right now. I think we will see some spending cuts. I don't think we'll see $85 billion worth of spending cuts this year. But the question is really going to be whether that will be more tax revenue. I mean, the president really wants to, you know, reform the tax code so that there's more revenues being generated from wealthier Americans and big businesses. You know, we talked about this the other night. He wants to close loopholes that, you know, hedge fund managers take advantage of. He wants to get rid of, you know, the tax breaks for the corporate jet owners, and he wants to end the subsidies for the oil companies. But Republicans don't want any of that. So that's the big question mark. But in terms of the sequester, I expect, you know, at least a partial sequester to go into effect next month.
Yeah. Here's the big one, and you talked about it, the Democrats with that annual retreat. They're bringing in comedian Stephen Colbert. He's going to speak to them on Friday. The press isn't invited, but this is the part that I love. What the rumor is that he's going to have the tables, so to speak, turned on him because Nancy Pelosi is going to interview him. Boy, I'd really like to see that, actually.
I'd like to see that too. I'm sure it won't be that difficult of an interview for Stephen Colbert, but no, when I heard that there was going to be a comedian on Friday, I just assumed it was Bill Clinton. he'll also be there. But, Colbert, you know, he's no stranger to the legislative process on Capitol Hill. Remember, he was brought in to actually testify at a hearing last year on immigration, which turned out to be a complete joke. So, you know, we'll see if we can get any sort of, you know, footage from that meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding. One last thing. We'll talk about this at length at some other time. But yay or nay, do you think, as a journalist covering the Supreme Court, should they have television cameras in there? Sotomayor says no.
Yeah, I saw that, Kate, and I'm not really, I'm certainly not an expert on Supreme Court proceedings, but I think that it's high time that cameras are allowed in the court. I mean, cameras are allowed in certain local courts and certain district courts, and I just think that, you know, tradition is tradition, and that's one thing, but I think that we're in the digital age, and I always think it's funny when, you know, you go to a website and you can't stream video, or, you know, you go to a committee, you know, website or something, and they don't have, you know, their records, you know, in, you know, available in digital. And I personally, as a journalist, it would make my life a lot easier, obviously. And I think that it would be a benefit for the country. I mean, I think a lot more people would be able to tune in.
Yeah, I agree too. All right, Jeff Holtzman, take care. Thanks.
All right, Kate, thanks.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Tonight, the J-pop is for all of our fans across America and outside of the borders, but how about all of you in Japan? We recently found out we have a gazillion listeners in Japan. Seriously, it's like off the charts, like 2 million people are listening to us right now. So in an effort to bridge the gap, I'm going to learn a few words of Japanese as we move along here in the next couple of weeks. I know one already.
Yeah.
Konnichiwa.
How about domo arigato, Mr. Roboto?
Yeah. Bad. So, if you know Japanese, give us a call. We're trying to learn here right on the air. And again, hello to all the people in Japan, the UK, Australia, and some other pretty wild places where we have a big America Tonight following. A lot to jam in this hour. John Brennan wasn't the only thing happening in D.C., whether or not he ends up heading up the CIA. Inevitably, he will get that gig, even if he gets broiled a little bit over the whole drone thing. However, some craziness is ensuing in Los Angeles. Very, very sad story about this ex-L.A. cop who was on a rampage to kill the boys in blue and other people on his hit list. So what makes a guy like Christopher Jordan Dorner flip out? Guy who served in the military, he was a reservist in the U.S. Navy, and he was a cop, an ex-cop. He's accused of killing three people, including a policeman, threatening to kill others. And he's eluded so far a massive manhunt in California, in Southern California. Supposedly he's in the mountains right now. But I think that might be to throw the cops off of his trail. I'm going to re-rack the tape and give you a little bit of what happened here and set this story up for you a little bit because you haven't heard it. Okay, picture in your mind this 200 and 70-pound former Navy reservist who was dumped from the police force in 2008, who now has decided he wants his revenge. He has a manifesto that's 11,300 words. I got two different copies. My man Jack sent me one, and Bob, my buddy in Washington, sent me a copy almost at the same time. Great minds think alike. So anyway, the manifesto is nutty. I mean, it is a crazy, crazy thing. He mentions all kinds of stuff in there, religion, and he's not religious. And, you know, the meat of it is what happened to him, how he feels he was shafted by the police force. He's got an arsenal of weapons, assault rifles, all that kind of stuff. They're telling people all over Los Angeles and Southern California, look, call 911 if you see this dark gray Nissan Titan truck. But the thing is, this was earlier in the day. They found the truck burned out. They found his burned out truck that he had set on fire. So it's just a torrent of nutty things have happened, including the fact that the police are so much on the hunt for this ex-cop that at one point early in the morning the other day in Chino, the cops assigned to protect someone named in the manifesto came under fire. One cop had a wound to his head inches from killing him. 20 minutes later in Riverdale, this is Dorner, he ambushed two cops, stopped at a red light. One was killed, one officer was killed, the other in stable condition. So the police in Riverside say they notified the family of the killed cop. He again was on the list, but didn't reveal the identity of what the concern was, because they were worried about the family members. And the media is being pretty good about not releasing most of the names on that list. So this is just a crazy, crazy thing that has happened, and it's really got people in Los Angeles especially on edge. And what was it that led to the ramblings of this officer, this ex-officer, his firing that he says was unjust when he reported another cop who had kicked a person who was mentally handicapped? And he says that led to ultimately why he was undone. But he is out for revenge. He is out to kill some cops without a doubt and other people. And they think that he started his killing spree on Sunday by killing 28-year-old Monica Kwan and her fiancé Keith Lawrence. They were shot while parking their car at an apartment complex after a Super Bowl party. Kwan is the daughter of a retired police captain, Randy Kwan, who represented Dorner at the internal review that led to him being booted. So that's why he went after his family, and that's what he said. He was going to go after people's families. I never had an opportunity to have a family of my own. I'm terminating yours. This was the part of that rambling manifesto, and he specifically was addressing most of the LAPD officials that he would blame for ruining his career, and said, look for your wives and husbands and surviving children in the face and tell them the truth as to why your children are dead. And I already mentioned all of the weapons that he has, and knowing that he's willing to do whatever it is, he doesn't care if he survives. He figures he won't survive, so he's on the hunt to gun down the people on his list. And there's some other crazy twists in this story, but the gist of it is you have a guy who is a big guy. I mean, he is one big man who is on the loose. I mean, on the loose, they have not been able to find him. He knows how to evade cops because he's been trained to do it. He's been trained to avoid being seen or to aggressively go after somebody who's attacking. He knows what, in other words, he knows what he is doing. Now,
he's not Steven Seagal trained, though.
He's not Steven Seagal trained.
But he's pretty close to movie quality.
He is. This guy is a bad dude, and they're saying that things are starting to unfold. They're hoping that they're converged on this mountain and Big Bear in California outside of Los Angeles, where they think he is hiding somewhere. Because of the weather and some of the snow up there, they don't think he could survive if he's, you know, out roaming around or whatever it
Come
is.
Come to Minnesota and then say that.
Exactly. They're warning people in California, in not just Los Angeles, but in Big Bear, to lock their doors, be careful, watch out for this guy because of the arsenal he has and just how scary he is. It's like the one deputy said, I was watching so much tube on this today, just said, Dorner is a scary guy. He's got a hit list. His grudge goes all the way back to 2007. He's been carrying this around with him. And he's been carrying this around for a while, and that's frightening. So it's manifesting, not only in his manifesto, but in his mind. It's probably gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And going through the appeals and everything else that he tried to do, he obviously wasn't happy with the outcome. The fact that he was tossed from the force, thinks that he was screwed over and that people screwed him over, and he's out to get revenge on those people. And sadly, he took out that young couple, killed them because of the father of the daughter. And there are other people on this list who are family members, and that's one of the biggest concern. And you know, there's that blue line, and they are lining up to try to do whatever they can to stop this guy, and hopefully sooner rather than later, because who knows what he may have planned. I personally think perhaps the torch truck was a way to throw everybody off the beaten path and get them to go up toward the mountain, and maybe he had some other car, and he's driven off someplace in a different direction and is going after some people, but who knows? I certainly hope that's not the case. And his picture is everywhere, and they're looking for him in every possible place that they can think of. But again, this is a guy who's trained, who knows what's going to happen, who knows what the cops are doing and what the FBI is doing and what other people are doing to hunt him down. So he was once the hunter, and now he is the hunted, but he knows how to handle it because he gets it across the board, and that's what's so frightening. He flipped the equation, and some of the people, I'm sure they've all been notified by now, earlier in the day, had no idea that they were on this list. Coming up on America Tonight, more on Dorner. Also, this incredible blizzard that's already started to slam into the Northeast. Two big systems that are happening right now across the Northeast and creating what could be a historic storm for parts of the Northeast, especially Massachusetts. Lots of flight delays, lots of roads closed. Stay with us.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed Common Sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Service has issued a blizzard warning for the entire state. Predictions are for moderate to heavy snowfall beginning at 3 p.m., but snow is likely to start in the morning.
That's Governor Malloy in Connecticut warning of the big, bad snowstorm. And as Cop said, and he's right on this, 4 inches per hour in Connecticut and Massachusetts, they're probably going to get the brunt of this. I mean, they are going to be buried in the white stuff. And I said this before, listen, snow is fun. I used to ski a long time ago until I smacked into a lift pole. That was it for me. Then the excitement of skiing, well, it was kind of all downhill after that. So I get it. You know, I grew up in the Northeast. But it's not as fun when you have to dig out. It's not so cool then. It's great if you have the day off and you're a kid. Not so fun when you're an adult and you have to go to work. America Tonight with a salute to our pals in Japan, because we got millions of people listening to us all over the place, especially in Tokyo. So, hello, Jack. Jack has the best line of them all. He says, sushi, sashimi, Toyota, karate, Mitsubishi, geisha. See, I know Japanese. Yeah, what's the best thing that Japan has given us? Well, actually, there's a lot of things that we've gotten from Japan, and our relationship with Japan has gotten really interesting if you think of what happened way back when. I'm talking like Pearl Harbor, obviously, and the relationship between now our country and their country is amazing. I was at a luau one time in Hawaii, and on the other side of the table, there were a Japanese couple, and I think they had their children with them, kind of older children, and the custom is to give everyone gifts. So I was being passed a gift down at the luau, and I was like, wow, are you kidding? This is a dude getting nothing for free.
That's
but
awesome.
It was awesome. It was this, like, beautiful silk scarf. No, I can't accept. You accept.
Domo.
This is our culture.
That's
you,
your
you
answer.
Take this.
Your answer is domo.
Domo. That's exactly. So, all right. And I said, definitely. And they were pretty interesting people. And in fact, they were from Tokyo. In Tokyo, they can get snow and they can get some pretty wicked weather, too. But nothing like this storm, like I mentioned, that is now smoldering over the Northeast. It's bad stuff. It's funny because I was supposed to be in New Jersey for a week, so I would have been right in the middle of this. All throughout this entire time where we've had snow, we had crazy snow in Texas. I missed that. Then we have crazy snow in New Jersey and in Philadelphia, and I'm missing that once again. But those areas are definitely not going to get it like Connecticut and Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, I mean, I wouldn't even worry about waking up to try to go to work because I don't see how people are going to be able to do it. They're talking about crazy amounts, 20, I mean, if it really happens, 24 inches, 25, 27, 28, depends on who exaggerates the most, but we know that it's going to be up there in the totals. And when we talk about snow and we talk about blizzards, come on, guys, what's it all about? Size matters, because everybody always wants to know, how many inches is it? How big was the storm? It's always about measuring. It's always about measuring how many inches you got in your neighborhood, how many I got in mine. 3,000 flights have been canceled for Friday and for Saturday. You heard Malloy there. He's saying that the utility companies are bringing out extra crews because they're so concerned. And, you know, 3 feet of snow for Boston, maybe. Shoppers are just bearing down earlier in the evening, buying up everything they could. There was lines all over the place. That's when people panic and they run out and they are grabbing ramen noodles, anything they can find on the shelves, because the meat's already gone. Oh, there's no more meat in here. Well, even the hot dogs, they're gone. Scrapple, we don't have any.
What? The hot dogs?
They're gone.
No!
No hot dogs. We got to eat baby food and anything else we can find on the shelf. Yeah. And see, what creates a nor'easter, as many of you know, it's when you've got these storm systems and when they converge and they smash into each other, and these are huge storm systems that are creating this nightmare over the Northeast, especially in Massachusetts. And they know, though, they had some warning about this because you can clearly see it. I mean, this is going to be a big crunch. I mentioned the amount of flights that were canceled. Amtrak canceled trips up and down that Northeast corridor because that's what happens. People are going from Philly to New York and from New York to Washington and all the way across. So they're talking about look out, and they're saying that northbound service from Penn Station in New York would be suspended after 1 o'clock. So everybody else in the rest of the country, you can just sit back, relax, and watch what's happening in the Northeast because you don't have to shovel. That's the good news for all of you in my favorite flyover states. You don't have to shovel. The best. Shoveling is the worst. It kills your back, even if you are in primo shape. The worst. They're talking about the great blizzard of 1978. Thousands of people got stranded. There were snowdrifts. I went through that. I was living in the Northeast then. In Boston, they're talking about how many inches per hour, what I mentioned before, like what Cop was saying. And you got the gusts, and you got nasty.
There's
the amount
light at the end of the tunnel.
There is, because
they,
guess what?
They
it'll
don't
melt
have to worry
eventually.
About a shortage of water.
You hope. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is, one thing that does happen is people who have independent contract snow removers and stuff. They make some pretty decent cash. But they got about, in Boston, they already have 600 to 700 snow removers that are already there. Municipal workers, contractors, that's what they do. Because they know this is 36 hours, baby.
Their local farmers will have bumper harvests because of all the saturated water in the ground.
Maybe. Sometimes that can flood you out, too, and that can be bad news. But the stuff that you have to do with the removal is the hard stuff. Cuomo, the governor in New York, is already calling out the National Guard, realizing that we've got to have Humvees out there and troops and everything else, because we have some tricky areas. Long Island, it's got some snowmobiles deployed with search and rescue and all that, because, you know, Long Island, because they just had Sandy, it seems like a handful of months ago, heading into the holidays. Now coming out of the holidays in the new year, you got this. It's rough. I mean, record-breaking snow. So if you've just tuned into this show, what have you missed? You've missed a little conversation out of Washington about everything that's happening there, and the Democrats rallying and the president pumping up the Democrats and John Brennan backing Obama and Americans being picked off by drones overseas and what are the legalities of that. And as he's the CIA director, if he gets confirmed, he agrees with it. And then we've got this nutty killer, cop killer, who's an ex-cop on the loose in Los Angeles. So in the West, they're worried about that and trying to get him before he kills more people on his crazy, you know, rambling manifesto list of people that he wants to get even with. And then you got snow in the Northeast. So, and we've just scratched the surface. This is just the beginning. There's so many other things happening too as well. And we're heading into now the next couple of days where we're looking for the cop killer, cleaning up after the blizzard, and then worried, beyond worried, about an asteroid flyby. Anybody concerned about that?
No.
I saw the movie about asteroids, and that was kind of freaky. But
I played the video game.
Scientists promise that the 150-foot-wide rock is going to be at least 17,000 miles away when it zips past, but they don't expect that actually until next Friday. So 150 foot wide, and 17,000 miles away. It'd be pretty cool to be able to see that, however.
Yeah, if we can see it, how many people are going to go, it's a UFO, it's a UFO?
Yeah, what will happen is the phone calls to the will light up to the Pentagon if that is, in fact, anybody sees it or says they see it in the naked eye. But I think it'd be pretty tough to see it that way. But if you were in one of the high areas, in one of the, what am I thinking of? That they're in Los Angeles, in fact, that's probably where they could see it. It's right by Griffin Park. It's the observatory they have there is incredible. That's the scopes are pretty powerful, I would say, there. The other thing heading into the weekend that a lot of you, I say America Tonight, is about the buzz in the backyard. A lot of you not happy about the cuts to the post office on Saturday, no more Saturday mail delivery. But that doesn't start until August. I got a plethora of emails from people thinking for some reason it was starting on this weekend. Never fear, you can still make that walk to your mailbox until August on Saturday. So that's not happening for months and months and months and months. In fact, I'm surprised they're waiting so long because they are bleeding dry. I don't know how the post office is even going to stay in operation. I think that's really the bigger story. If you look at their books, which are certainly not balanced, I think it's going to take more than not having Saturday delivery to make it work. Stay with us. We're flipping to the last side, the B side, here on America Tonight.
Fall in love. with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wolf linen blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My suggestion on shoveling is getting out there and staying ahead of it as much as you can. So going out every couple of hours and clearing it out. If you can do that, then it's easier than waiting till you have a massive pile of snow. However, at the rate that it's falling in Massachusetts, in Connecticut, even in New York, that makes it much more difficult to try to employ that little strategy that I have. Because it's in your face and it's coming down. If it's coming down really fast, I don't know that it's going to work all that well. But make it a little bit easier anyway, for sure, a little bit easier. How about this ex-cop at the center of the wild California manhunt? Here's a guy with military training who is vowing war against other men in blue. He knows about that blue wall. So far, one officer is dead after he allegedly killed two other people to start this massive wave of, I'm going to get you, for being fired. And he has, the guy that I'm talking about is Christopher Jordan Dorner, a 270-pound former Navy lieutenant who has massive venom coursing through his veins because he's been thinking about this for a very long time. He's fired back in 2008. He has a rambling 11-page manifesto where he said that he's going to wage this war on the cops and their families. He's going to take their families down. And sadly, it looks like that's what he did to one officer, killing a daughter and her fiancé, allegedly. So they believe that he is near Big Bear Lake. Believe snow is coming down there as well in California. They're continuing to hunt for him. So far, nothing at this point. Nothing. I mean, in downtown L.A., the cops were wearing body armor. They were patrolling all over the place. I mean, outside their own digs, everything. In Torrance, the LAPD there were guarding one of the possible targets, mistakenly opened fire on a blue pickup truck that resembled one Dorner was thought to be driving, and wounded two people, two women. So imagine that. They're so hyped up knowing that this is happening, trying to defend one of their own, that they shoot at a truck with two women in it that is not Dorner, obviously, and luckily didn't kill the women, but left them wounded. So, you know, just kind of nicked them. So thank goodness that's what happened. It's awful.
Yeah, I don't... they didn't think there'd be more than one truck like that, huh?
Yeah. One
Only
truck.
One truck like this in the whole town.
Yeah, that's kind of a... when I heard that story, I was like, wow, is that right? That is a rough thing to do. This
so hide
coward.
Your... Color your trucks. Go paint your trucks, guys. Go paint your trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's a coward. I'm sorry, he's a coward because waging war on the families of the people that he believes were responsible for pulling him out of the uniform, you know, just, again, just outrageous, and targeting that poor woman and her fiance, not even 30 years old, and imagine the phone call, and they can't understand why. Imagine the phone call that father got, and he's trying to figure out what happened. Well, now they know, but it's awful. You know, I went through the manifesto today, and at one point I just had to put it down because I was like, wow, this is just, I mean, this stuff is just awful. And he lists where he lived, all the different places he lived, and then he talks about his sergeants who testified on behalf of the LAPD and talked about a couple of other things in it. And he asked journalists investigating the story to get requests from the LAPD to get access to all the transcripts and all this other stuff. And it's, I mean, it's exhausting reading it. He says, you know, he's not an aspiring rapper. I'm not a gang member. I'm not a dope dealer. I don't have multiple babies, mamas, baby mamas. I'm an American by choice. I'm a son. I'm a brother. I'm a military service member. I'm a man who's lost complete faith in the system when the system betrayed, slandered, and libeled me. I lived a good life. Though not a religious man, I always stuck to my own personal code of ethics, ethos, and always stuck to my shoreline and true north. I didn't need the U.S. Navy to instill honor, courage, and commitment in me, but I thank them for reinforcing it. It's in my DNA. And he just goes through all kinds of different things and talks about the culture of the LAPD versus the community and, oh, all kinds of, you know, crazy things. Even at one point in the manifesto, he says no one grows up and wants to be a cop killer. It was against everything I've ever was. As a young police explorer, I found my calling in life, but as a young police officer, I found that the violent suspects on the street are not the only people you have to watch. It's the officer who was hired on to the department before polygraphs were standard for all new hires and a substantial vetting and a background investigation. And he says pre-2000, and then, you know, like I said, it's, I don't want to give too much attention to this, but he goes on and rambles on about all kinds of crazy things. So I feel very sorry for the families already that have to be scared to death. And who knows if he's really up there in the mountains. I'll say it again. I think that he's put on a decoy for them. I think Dorner's doing that. And I don't know that's where they're going to ultimately. I don't know that that's where they're going to ultimately find him. Somebody said to me ironically today, there's your drones, Kate Delaney, that you don't want in your backyard. If you had a drone, you could find him easily. With a drone, they'd be able to pick him off. So it's funny that drones, now even on the cover of this past week's Time magazine, and the tussle over what are we doing to American citizens who we think are terrorists, and this all goes back to al-Awlaki and taking him out, and Samir Khan, and then al-Awlaki's son and whatnot. And then the testimony for the future CIA chief, because I think John Brennan will get it, but the pick for that spot, which is Brennan, says that the harsh interrogation technique known as waterboarding, because that also came up, is reprehensible and shouldn't be used on terror suspects. But he also is refusing to call it a form of torture. So, because if they go back, they'll find that there were a few enhanced techniques that happened along the way with the current administration. So, you know, there you go. And he's going to be the guy that heads up the CIA, most likely. It's not official yet, but it certainly is looking that way anyway. And he's defending the drone strikes. That's what he did on the Hill today when he was questioned about it, saying that, you know, here's the thing. And there was, at this hearing, there were people that were screaming things out, some protesters. So they cleared the room of the protesters because it got so out of control. And, you know, what Brennan says is, when he talks about the drones, he says, you know, he was intimately involved in activities to kill innocent men, women, and children, mostly Americans. And, of course, he's talking about Anwar al-Awlaki, which is now part of the controversy over drones. That's right. We got to defend those terrorists because they were born in the United States. All right, I'm going to leave you with a quote. This one from Woody Allen. Life is divided into the horrible and the miserable.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.